Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, folks. Joining us is Michael Heck, President and CEO of G&O Inc. He spends time with us every Wednesday at this hour, and we appreciate same. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Noah. Good to be here. Enjoyed the hour you just spent with Interim Chief Woodfork.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, some tough questions. She did not shirk them. She answered them, and I appreciate that. And I think she is, you know, set out to represent the men and women of the organization in a very powerful way.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of comments on the interim chief. One is that there's never been anybody that's doubted her background in law enforcement and her commitment to the men and women of law enforcement. I've just never heard anybody have anything but positive things to say about that. And the second is what you mentioned is I'm actually looking at the Metropolitan Crime Commission dashboard right now, and it's the first time in as long as I can remember that all four of the categories of violent crime are showing modest improvement. And, you know, it's still very early days, but it's definitely good to see not just shootings, carjackings, and armed robberies down, but to actually see, you know, homicide at least down off of what was a terrible year last year. Although, you know, I'm sorry, Newell, but it you know, just needs to be said that, you know, coming down off last year was historically bad. We really have to look back to at least 2019, when at this time last year we had fewer than half of the homicides that we have right now, but progress nonetheless.
No, absolutely. I mean, look, we're trying to pull ourselves out of a seriously deep hole. And I think as long as we keep things in perspective and gain a better understanding of what the chief is attempting to do, I think we'll all be better served. As I told her at the end of the interview, we need you and want you to succeed. I mean, you know, I keep saying we're at a defining moment here in the city and on many fronts. I think you would agree.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, the whole reason that we started the NOLA Coalition now over 7 months ago is that we felt that we were at a tipping point, basically, and that if we weren't able to at least stabilize the city to begin the process of coming back, that it would be possible to lose it is probably not too strong of a way to describe it. And when I talk to folks now about everything, about violent crime, about the homeless situation, for example, about other things like sewer and water board, nobody is happy about where we are today, but there's also a sense that we're engaging in the issues and that we've stabilized and that in some areas we're beginning to make progress. And so I kind of feel that the general mood right now is one more of determination than panic, and that's a better place to be.
Yeah, and I think we're working with Ghassan Corbin to come on the show next week to kind of talk about that, and we look forward to speaking with him about the sewage and water board. Michael, yesterday I had the opportunity. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I would say, yeah, do me a favor. When you talk to Ghassan, he's a little bit too modest. He's kind of one of these engineer types. Do me know? You know, like, Ghassan's great. I think he's doing a fantastic job. Once they get the automatic metering, it'll be much better. But ask Ghassan, when was the last time we had a boil water alert? Because one of the things, you know, the thing about sewer and water board, right, is that, like, you know, that you only measure their success, like, in the negative, like when you're not talking about them.
Right.
And one of the things that was pointed out to me the other day is that those, like, massive, like, hammer tower things on Claiborne, right?
Right.
Right by the border of JP, they're actually working I don't remember the last time we had a boil water alert in Orleans Parish, or on the East Bank of Orleans Parish. And so, you know, ask him about that, because he might not brag on it, and he should say it, yeah, because it's like, it's real progress.
And if we have one this afternoon or tomorrow morning, he's going to say that damn Michael Heck jinxed me.
Yeah, no, he, you know, the thing about Gassan that I don't like is that he blames me for pretty much for everything. He stubs his toe and he's like, that damn Michael Heck.
I like him even more. There you go.
I knew you guys would get along. The enemy Michael, of my enemy, what is that? The enemy of my enemy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Michael, I had the opportunity to him yesterday about the NOLA Coalition NOPD recruiting and retention dashboard. Really enjoyed the conversation with her. We talked about a number of issues, but this is something that y'all have undertaken and felt very strongly about and issued your first report, I think, on March the 26th. And I asked her, and she said she didn't know, but I was kind of curious, how often do y'all intend to do updates? So let's talk about this, and how often do y'all intend to do updates?
The current plan is to do it biweekly, if we can get data that is interesting enough to do it on a biweekly basis, because I want to keep it fresh. If we can't get data that really tell a different story biweekly, then we'll fall back to monthly, but certainly no longer than monthly. Recruiting and retention has been, they've been actually 1 and 2 on the NOLA Coalition's public safety platform from the beginning. Because while we do recognize that with technology and civilianization and just being smarter, you can to some degree do more with less. But, you know as well as anybody that that at some point you simply need men and women on the street, in the community, in vehicles, not only to protect the public, but to protect each other. And when we were looking at the trends, particularly coming off of last year, when we were able to hire something on the order we brought in 26, I think was the number that we hired last year.
Yeah, 26.
And we lost, right? And we lost on the order of 150. And so we looked at that negative process, that attrition, and we said, if we continue just like this, we're going to slowly go down from around 900 down below 800. But then we said, more than that, common sense just says at some point you don't continue a glide path down to earth. You actually crash, because it just becomes unsustainable to be an officer from a safety standpoint. And so we said, now is the time for us to really start flashing this red light and to go public as a way of driving awareness and attention, and we hope effectiveness on doing better, not just on the recruiting side, which is where everybody kind of focuses, but also on the retention side. Because, look, if we continue our trend this year where things are looking better, then we'll end up hiring something on the order of 115 to 120 new officers that'll make it through academy. But if we're still losing 150, that means that the holes in the bucket are draining out the water faster than we can fill it up. And so that retention side of it is probably of the two, even the more important for us to be focusing on.
Yeah. Interesting, because, retention, we talked about this yesterday, is driven by organizational culture. And one of the things that I liked about what Interim Superintendent Michelle Woodfork said this morning is that they're trying to work on a lot of those simple things, low-hanging fruit, the aesthetics of the office, to try and make that a more comfortable place to work, because that's a good place to kind of develop momentum, have deliverables, and move to the more difficult things.
I agree completely. I mean, first of all, it's clear that as a multi-decade veteran of public safety, of policing, that the interim chief gets it, right? That the culture matters, that people feeling listened to and respected, that those things matter. And as you said, Noel, these are things that are within the locus of control. And so kind of from the serenity prayer strategy standpoint, like, let's focus on those things first. So simple things like the volunteer effort that we're supporting with the NOLA Coalition to paint the precincts and keep them up. Those are simple things that we can do, low-hanging fruit, that are going to improve conditions and send a signal that we respect these men and women. Then some of the organizational issues, like the Police Integrity Bureau that the chief mentioned, those also can matter. And, you know, people ask me sometimes, they say, Michael, y'all really focused up front on the money. Do you think the money really matters? And I think there's two things. One, if you talk to the officers, which we have, the money matters. I mean, the reality is that these officers are still having to do things like details to make ends meet. And so money does matter. At the same time, it's necessary but not sufficient, because if the conditions for respect or, frankly, safety are not there, then officers are still going to make other choices. And so I think the fact that we're addressing both are going to, over time, make a difference. And I think most significantly, the best person to sell a new cop is a veteran cop. And if these officers, men and women, feel good about what's happening internally, they're going to help bring in new people and augment their numbers.
Michael, we've been talking about, let's pivot to insurance. Lot going on there. Had a conversation with Jim Donlin the other day. I've had several conversations with State Senator Kirk Talbot about this. I learned the other day for the first time, I was a little bit surprised, not a single admitted carrier writing new business in Jefferson Parish. That's a real problem.
Yeah, and is that... And that's under the new incentive program that you learned that? Under the new...
Now, there's been no admitted carriers writing new business. Now, under the incentive program, they're adopting policies that are already in place, right?
Okay, understood. Right.
So at some point in time, those policies, you know, obviously are going to come up for renewal, and I guess the commitment is that they will continue to renew. But as of right now, no admitted carriers are writing new business.
Yeah, that's shocking. I mean, we had, I'll tell you what kind of my journey has been on this thing. About 10 years ago, over 10 years ago, in 2012, we got really into flood insurance because people were coming to us. They were friends, family, GNO Inc. board members saying that their flood insurance that they were required to carry was going from $400 a year to $8,000 a year, and effectively they were going to get thrown out of their home because they couldn't afford it. And so we stepped in because we saw this as an acute crisis that was going to essentially decimate the entire economy, because you can understand how the dominoes fall. Today we're deep again into flood insurance, and the Attorney General is suing FEMA for more transparency on risk rating 2.0, and we support that. It's a problem, but that's actually like a slow-moving cancer on the economic body. What's happening now with home insurance is more acute. I have a colleague who is trying to sell her house, about a 3,000 square foot house in a decent neighborhood, and the home sale fell through because the new buyer was quoted $20,000 for that house. And when she said that to me, it clicked. It said, what's going on with homeowners PNC right now is the analog of what was happening with flood insurance a decade ago. And if we don't get on this right away, then you're going to see, you know, very successful places, parishes like Jefferson with 430,000 people, start to have some really serious problems because people are not going to be able to live there, or at a minimum, they're going to have to downgrade their homes, which is end up going to have property tax implications. So
yeah. Well, it's going to freeze
like an acute crisis.
It will freeze the economy. Because our equity is disappearing in front of our face right now every single day. Because every one of those sales that fall through, you know what the multiplier effect of that is.
That's right. And you got to always remember that for the vast majority of Americans, their homes are their greatest store of wealth. And yep. So if you think about, there's some math that goes into a home sale, and basically it's about the future value that a person is purchasing. And if the carrying cost for that house, that home goes up double for every month, it's going to be less valuable. And so, yeah, you are actually just, you're taking equity out of people's pockets, out of their balance sheet. And that's a problem for not just New Orleans and Louisiana, but for America.
Absolutely. We'll be right back. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. Stay with us, folks.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. Michael, we're in the midst of New Orleans Entrepreneur Week. Folks, if you want to meet some of the brightest folks that we have in the city of New Orleans that are working on these startups, you definitely want to attend some of this programming because they are absolutely incredible.
Yeah, what's great about Entrepreneur Week, the Mardi Gras for startups, is that it shows so much hope. And I think what's nice is that we've seen in recent years that it's not just kind of, you know, empty hope and puffery, because some of these huge exits that we've had recently, like Lucid and Levelset for $1 billion and $500 million respectively, were companies that came up through the Entrepreneur Week world. So it's an important event for the spirit of the city. It's also an important event for the economy of the city. And now that they're bringing in a music component of it, it's the kind of thing that as kind of South by Southwest moves into its twilight years, I think there's some ideas that NOE can become the next South by Southwest.
Michael, there was an article in the paper the other day about, you know, some of the endowments that the state offers and some of the companies not being able to achieve what some of the milestones were. There was legislation that took care of that so that, you know, if they didn't, you know, money had to get paid back. And what struck me is that what wasn't in that article is that this investment is not unlike any other investment. There are no guarantees. And never more so than in technology, right? And it's that willingness to kind of go out there, walk to the beat of a different drum, do something a little different to try and shake loose some of this and hopefully reach levels of success that we can brag about.
Yeah. Now, Newell, did somebody tell you to ask me about that article, or are you just doing this because you knew it would trigger me?
Both. No,
yeah,
I'm just teasing.
Okay.
No, I mean, I wanted you to explain. I read the article and I thought it was missing something. And there's no guarantees on any of this. I mean, there's no guarantee in life if we just start right there, right?
No, look, Secretary Pearson was actually right when he said that sitting out the digital revolution, because that would be certain if we do nothing, creates a lot greater risk for the state and for the region than if we actually try to participate. That's the first thing. You got to be in it to win it. The second is that if you actually look at the way economic clusters and particularly tech clusters develop, they take generations. I mean, Silicon Valley started in 1906, arguably, with the telegraph before World War I. Research Triangle Park started in the 50s. And it took 20 years before it began to work. Austin, Texas, that phenomenon really started in the early 80s. when the government made an investment in microchips in Austin. So it takes a lot of perseverance, and there are going to be setbacks because when you're building a sector, you're building a sandcastle at the seashore, and you just got to make sure you're dumping on enough sand in a smart way so that it doesn't get washed away by forces you can't control. I think the two things that were most problematic about that piece were, first of all, it implied that the incentives that the state is giving to these tech companies require clawbacks for non-performance. That's not true. The primary incentive, the digital media incentive, is one that is totally performance-based. So you only get the money after you've made the hires. It's ex post facto. There's no risk to the taxpayer, and that was totally buried. And the second is that it didn't talk about some of the greatest successes that we've had. You know, for example, it mentioned TurboSquid selling for $75,000, but it didn't mention that Levelset sold for $500 million or that Lucid sold for $1.1 billion and is still here in New Orleans. It didn't mention Accela opening up a new shop with average salary $144,000. It didn't mention Big Fish Games, which just decided to open up a technology hub here out of Australia. It didn't mention Techstars, naming New Orleans as its newest office, the biggest accelerator network in the world. And I don't know whether those omissions were intentional or not, but certainly the picture was not complete.
Yeah. No, I agree, and that was kind of what I left, with that. I mean, as you say, if you don't enter the game, there's no gain. There's no gain, So I mean,
What's the old Teddy Roosevelt quote? It's not the critic who counts, right, man? It's the credit belongs to the man and the woman who is in the arena, marred by sweat. Right, you're
gonna
get me going, man.
I didn't mean to, but I thought it's legitimate. I mean, it kind of mystified me that we took it from that approach. Michael, you have a special guest that's joining us today, Daphne Barnes, a director of STEM and Economic Mobility at GNO Inc.
Yeah, we're thrilled to have Daphne on. She's one of the rising stars here at GNO Inc. She brings a background in science and in teaching to GNO Inc., and she leads our STEM initiatives, is involved in many of our economic mobility initiatives, and she was also involved in one of the students who just helped solve a mathematical theorem that has bedeviled mathematicians around the world for a couple of millennia. So it's great to have Daphne on the show to talk about her work.
Daphne, welcome to the show, and give us a little background of what it is that you do.
Hi, good morning, Noel. Thank you all for having me, and good morning, Michael. Well, one of the things we do here, as you all know, we are the Region 1 STEM Center as designated by the state. And what we do here, we really serve as the hub of the STEM ecosystem for our entire region. And with that being said, we work with our companies, we work with industry, we work with higher education, K-12. We work with all of these entities to make sure that we are creating that talent pool right here in the greater New Orleans area. Because one of the things we know that is in order for companies, businesses, industry, or whoever to come here and plant seeds here, they have to have that talented workforce. And we do that through our STEM initiatives because we know that these are the jobs of the future. And so every single thing we do here at the STEM Center is making sure that we are preparing our workforce. And we do that by reaching to our communities from, as let's say, cradle to grave, to make sure that we are doing that, and I do it on the STEM front.
You know, I had a conversation the other day with the gentleman from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and I asked him about the difficulties that they were having in finding engineering folks. And I said, look, I am selfish. I said, I need y'all to have the right amount of engineers to make sure that we get the right amount of work done on our levy system. So
that's right.
I love
when you just said y'all are part of the STEM ecosystem, because and really, in all seriousness, it's more important to us than it may be in a lot of other areas for a whole host of reasons.
Absolutely. And that's why we do have things, initiatives such as our HBCU Innovation Internship, where we are looking to recruit those students who are enrolled in engineering schools and recruiting them to come and work for our companies right here in our region. And what we're trying to do is make sure we grasp that talent, because we are losing talent to other cities such as like Houston, which is right around the corner, and our students may not even know the opportunities they have here. So we are growing our students and letting them know that we support you here, we're going to put you in places, and that our employers want to hire you, because there should not be a reason for employees who are here, especially engineering firms, to go looking anywhere outside of our region when we have the talent right here.
Absolutely. Not only do we have the talent right here, but we've got some young talent to brag about. Two students from St. Mary's
Absolutely.
Academy, Ms. Johnson and Ms. Jackson. You know, I read the article, and just reading the article, and when they start showing the formulas and what they were doing in defense of SAME, I had a headache. It's like, it's not for me.
You know, Newell and Daphne, one of the things I loved about that story was it also reminded us of the importance that the Catholic schools have played in this community, and St. Mary's out in New Orleans East, and particularly when the public schools were really back on their heels, the Catholic schools came in, and it provided a structure and a nature of education, and I think kind of a basis for people developing inquisitive minds that I think has kind of led to people like Ms. Johnson and Ms. Jackson. And so I think that that's part of the story, too, that needs to be remarked upon.
Absolutely. Let's do this.
Absolutely.
Let's continue to talk about this. We got to get to a break. We'll get to a break, and then we'll dig deep into this very proud accomplishment, and we'll talk about that when we return. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO, Inc., as well as Daphne Barnes, a director of STEM and economic mobility at GNO Inc. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc., as well as Daphne Barnes, the Director of STEM and Economic Mobility at GNO Inc. And we were just talking about the accomplishments of Ms. Johnson and Ms. Jackson, two students at St. Mary's Academy that made a presentation before the American Mathematical Society that provided a proof for peer review there. And typically, they don't have high school students do so. Is that right, Daphne?
That is correct. And I'm going to first say this. I am a proud graduate of St. Mary's Academy. So I'm going to preface with that. they have been doing this for over 150 years, putting out quality, highly educated young women. So this accomplishment here is phenomenal. When you're talking about someone presenting at the American Mathematical Society on the Pythagorean theorem, which for over 2,000 years, they thought this was impossible. And these young women, they accomplished this. And they are, you know, now it's time for them to do peer reviews. This is unheard of, especially for young people this age. And if you think about all the engineers who use this, all the mathematicians, statisticians, all these people have not done it, and these two young women, they did, right here in New Orleans.
So what happens next for them? So it gets peer-reviewed at this point in time, their proof of this theorem?
Yeah, it goes through an entire peer-review process, and they are being encouraged to submit it for that peer review process, published in the national journals associated with mathematics. And then from that point, I mean, you're talking about how are our math books are changing. This is going to affect people throughout the entire world.
Yeah. It's funny, and I meant it when I said I was reading, and they're showing the proofs and the formulas, and it's like brought back nightmares from high school.
Geometry class, trigonometry,
yeah,
right?
Geometry was not a problem. Trig, that's a whole different story. That was a whole different story. I mean, this is quite the accomplishment. It's always good to hear about our kids, right, in our city, reaching new highs. The right kind of high, by the way.
Absolutely.
Well played,
Absolutely.
Joel.
And you know, it also spotlights what is going on in our schools where our kids are learning, and even more so the community of New Orleans East, which, you know, we do get a lot of flack for it, but we have this amazing gem of a high school, these amazing gems of young women that are out here doing the work, and in our community, they are incredibly involved students. They're humble students. You know, a lot of this attention from them is quite shocking. You know, they're still trying to get a grasp on it.
You know, I find oftentimes a lot of our young folk don't really appreciate sometimes the talent that they have. You know, when at the sheriff's office, I was very fortunate to be able to start this band of excellence, and Sheriff LaPinto has kept it going. And when I started to do the research of being able to play a musical instrument while marching, how few people are able to do that. It's amazing when you start to quote the statistically how few people in the world have the ability to do so. You ought to see their eyes open. They have no clue at how special it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you're looking at the talent we have here and what we're doing just across the city, it's unheard of.
So, Daphne, tell us a little bit about, you know, y'all started this program with STEM. What are you seeing as it relates to some of the results?
So what we're seeing, for example, the young woman, one of the young women who made this discovery, Kelsey Johnson, is actually one of our participants in the Wise Women NOLA mentorship program, where we pair young women who have an interest in STEM careers, or and even those who do not. And we take them, we introduce them to the various STEM occupations throughout our city through site visits. We have mentorship from women who are currently employed in STEM, because we know that it is very important that the people who you are looking at reflect who you are. When we're talking about who we're looking up to, who our role models are. And so we have women in this city who participate in this program from every single aspect of they run the entire gamut of STEM, whether they are associate's degree, they have associate's degrees, they have, you know, various trainings, like we have a master electrician, we have computer scientists, we have doctors, we have nurses, we have all these different women, and we bring our young girls all around our entire region so they can know about the job opportunities, because what we want to do is make sure that we are we're having those positive effects of both representation and diversity, because these STEM careers are lucrative, high wage, high growth opportunities. And we know that women who have these types of careers have a multiplier effect throughout the community. And if we increase those number of young women who have these careers, we can impart, you know, decrease poverty, increase generational wealth. We have a huge impact on our tax base right here, where we have an increase in home ownership, small business ideation and creation, startups, everything you were talking about in the earlier segment. All that plays a part in how we are building our young folk.
Michael, your thoughts?
Yeah, as I was listening to this, Newell, and as you know, as a parent of young kids, it just kind of is resonating with me how people, but young people particularly, will meet rising expectations. And what I love about this story is that it shows that that our kids, who, let's be honest, have been really kind of put upon and maligned, particularly, you know, post-COVID, and COVID was a tragedy for young people. I think this should be, you know, an indication, a sign that we need to continue to expect that our children can be the best in the world, can be historically good. And if we have those expectations, that many of them, many more of them than we would have thought, will reach those heights. So I find it to be very inspiring and kind of instructive as a parent.
Absolutely.
Although I would like to get my kid just to, like, make his bed and put the toilet seat down as a start.
I think we all do, Michael.
I know the feeling for sure. Folks, thank you so much for joining us today. Daphne, congratulations to you and the program. And please wish give the two young ladies our best. We're very proud of their accomplishment. They represent our city well. And Michael, as always, thank you for your time and your insight as well.
No, thank you for the opportunity. Great work, Daphne.
Thank you, folks.
All righty. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. This is Newell. Excuse me, folks. J.P. Morrell joins us when we come back after the top of the news break. New Orleans City Council President. He's requesting that the OIG take over the investigation of Jeffrey Vappe. We asked that question of the superintendent, interim superintendent Michelle Woodfork. So we'll discuss that. We'll discuss the crime task force. We'll discuss a number of other issues with the Pontalba, that OIG investigation as well. When we return, also we'll visit with Trip Rabelais from Lafreniere Park right before we go to break in the back half of the hour, talking about the 2023 Easter Bunny Bash at Lafreniere Park. So that's what we have coming up in the final hour. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.